This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Well, the articles and the podcasts and the videos and the blogs all tell you a lot about Storage Switzerland, but there are some things about the business that you may not know about. To talk about that, George Crump, lead analyst from Storage Switzerland. And George, one of the things that might come as a surprise to our listeners is how much time you spend with IT professionals helping them decide between all of the different choices available to them for storage, backup, cloud. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, sure. Users are certainly encouraged to reach out to us to help them with those type of decisions. We have a couple of sort of prerequisites or just, you know, things that we want people to know. If you read our site, you know that some of the material is sponsored by vendors, and so we openly disclose that we have relationship with vendors. And they need to factor that into any advice that we would give them. Secondly, that all we do is provide advice and guidance. Now, we'll do it repeatedly if need be, but we're not the guys that, certainly we're not going to sell any product, we don't do that, and we're not also probably not going to get involved, at least intimately, into the implementation. Primary reason for that is just being very realistic. Myself and certainly the team are on a plane almost every other week or so, and so the consistency that you need to make sure something gets properly implemented would be put at jeopardy. So, and I think there's some goodness to that, because that means that we're not going to recommend a solution that requires X amount of professional services or anything like that. We're going to be, you know, really objective and look at the problem and understand what the customer is trying to accomplish, and then make a suggestion from there.
Now, George, over the weekend, we were chatting about one such call where the customer was having storage performance issues, and they were trying to decide between upgrading their storage or just replacing it. Now, I know you can't tell us the customer's name, but can you tell us a little bit about the call?
Yeah, sure. I think the what was going on there is sort of a classic situation where the customer had about 9 months left with their current storage equipment before they would go through the classic refresh cycle. And that's pretty typical. And of course, the problem is they ran out of, if you will, performance gas before they got to the end of that cycle. And so now they've reached this point where they've got to make a decision between putting in sort of stopgap measures, if you will, or accelerating their refresh cycle and starting that process today. And so what we try to do is give them some guidance. I asked a lot of questions, try to figure out, how much money they had is generally a big one, and sort of try to arrange the conversation around those realities.
The company was then trying to decide between a hybrid array and an all-flash array. What advice did you give them?
What we really did first was come to the conclusion that a sort of a increment or a stopgap measure on their current solution would be not the most cost-effective approach, and they had the ability to sort of accelerate their budget a little bit. So from there, we said, okay, look, you've got two basic options when it comes to performance, and these were clearly justifiable performance issues. Do you go to a hybrid array, which is an array with flash in front of it and some hard drive capacity or a lot of hard drive capacity, or an all-flash array, which is exactly as it sounds, only flash. And the variable there is, on the hybrid side, there's going to be a performance delta, obviously, if data is normally on flash and for some reason it's on the hard drive. And that delta causes unpredictability, and if that unpredictability can get you in trouble, then that's something certainly to be concerned with. The advantage of the all-flash array is that there is no unpredictability. It's all flash, so it's consistent. The downside, of course, is it's from a per gigabyte perspective, it's more expensive. So in this particular situation, everybody that was accessing the applications, if you will, were external to the organization. So they were subscribers, would be a good way to describe them. And so there was a concern that because they weren't in the building, they wouldn't understand what was necessarily causing a performance issue. So what we decided is, look, if you're going to go hybrid, you need to have very fine control over the flash area, and you need to have very, very good analytics that are telling you how the flash is being used, that you can sort of manage and monitor. if you're going to go all flash, the big issue for them was, A, could they afford it, and B, would it scale big enough? Because in their environment, they were just under 100 terabytes in production capacity, which is pretty big for a flash environment.
So how did you set up introductions with the various vendors that you mentioned on the call?
Yeah, that's a key thing that we don't do. I feel that the moment I say, hey, I'll reach out to so-and-so and you know put an introduction together for you, that sort of crosses the line and I almost become a salesperson. You know, there's this thing called Google. We clearly named vendor names on that call. We made some recommendations. But from that point, we let the end user customer search it out themselves, right? Everybody's searchable by Google. It doesn't take a math genius to figure out where a person's website is. And then, because part of the process is how well does that organization respond to your inquiry, right? So, I mean, I'm sure everybody listening has filled out a request form on a website and never gotten an answer. Well, that doesn't give you a strong sense of comfort. So I want the IT professionals that we help to go through that same process so that they can see how these storage companies execute on a routine basis. And because if we make the introduction, I can guarantee you they'll get essentially preferential treatment, and that's not going to help you long term when you need support and things like that.
So how much does all this cost?
Well, you know, we by and large don't charge anything for it, and there's a couple of reasons. Number one, I frankly find the conversations as educational as hopefully the listeners do, or the IT professionals that are talking to us. To me, there's value in that. And like I said before, we're not going to go in and do a full scale design for you. Certainly not going to do an implementation, things like that. So it's generally one or two hour phone calls. Which for me is certainly a worthwhile investment. So as long as it doesn't get out of hand, we tend to not charge for it. We have had on rare occasions situations where somebody wants a detailed design, and for whatever reason, we've decided to accept that project. And at that point, it's a case-by-case situation. But I would say for the overwhelming majority of IT professionals listening to us, it's a free service that we'd be happy to engage in. And of course, the caveat being that we have to fit it into our schedule because, again, I'm on a plane and it's really hard to do Skype calls on a plane.
So if you're an IT professional struggling with any type of storage, virtualization, or cloud-related issue, why don't you email us, info@storage-switzerland.com. We'll be glad to give you some guidance. George, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.